Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, is coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Hello, hello, hello.
Good morning, good morning. Good morning.
Yes. Oh, and it's February. Oh, my God.
It is February, rabbit. No, I think that was yesterday. Yes, it is February. So we are talking about love as consciousness.
Oh, yeah. All and this month, I'm going to try and do something.
Yeah, you
about
want to
love.
tell them about all this month, and I'll tell them about today. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, we thought. Well, what do you do in February? Love is in the air, all that stuff. So we thought we'd just kind of look at it from all the different perspectives, and there's always more perspectives than our perspectives. But over the next coming weeks, we'll be doing that for the month of February, and just exploring and seeing if we can maybe have new awareness of how we hold what we call love within each of us in our authentic voice. So we're looking forward to the conversations, definitely.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, love is a big topic. There are lots of different vibratory levels of love, and that's why we're giving the whole month over to that, as opposed to groundhogs and presidents and maybe even Black History Month, or was that last month? Anyway, that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, and what number do they call, Joan, if they wanted to call in and talk to
us? Call us if you happen to catch us live and we are actually, you know, interacting in the same reality as live human beings. The number to call is 888-627-6008. And come join our conversation. Come contribute to the topic we're talking about. Come bring your questions and join us in Heart Space and just join this lovely ride. So that number again is 888-627-6008.
And love is consciousness. You want to explain what you meant by that? I think I should cut you off and we didn't get that out.
We went out into the future, but back to the present.
Yes.
Today on Conscious Conversations, Joan and Janet talk about love as consciousness. Consciousness is immense and it is neutral. So love as consciousness is unconditional, and consciousness provides new definitions for what love really is. So we are going to get deeper into that in just a little bit.
And you want to tell them about your life purpose quiz you have and all your meetups, and we'll get those announcements.
Well, I'm going to give them even more.
Oh, wow. What did they get this week?
Your seatbelts, boys and girls. My website is joan-newcomb.com. And when you go there, you can find out all about my YouTube stuff. I have a YouTube channel, but my YouTube videos are posted there as well. I put out a Mystic Minute a couple times a week. In fact, today I'm posting one about love as consciousness, so you can find more in depth about that. I do also have meetups. I have meetups around the Puget Sound. I hold them right now in Seattle, Tacoma, Bellevue, and Olympia a couple times in each city around there, and you can find out that. I do a corresponding webinars once a month. And actually, Janet and I do a Conscious Conversations, not webinar, but teleconference once a month. And that is on the third Thursday. So this month, I believe it is the 21st of February.
The 18th, I think it is.
The 18th? Never mind. Yeah. It's on the 18th. And so you can actually find out about that also on my website. You can find out all the new stuff I am doing. I am doing stuff with groups and individuals and how to work with me. And that is joan-newcomb.com. How about you, Janet?
Well, let's see. They can get a hold of me at janetandbeyond.com is my website. And you can sign up for weekly blog writings that I do. And you have a great blog that you send out. And You can get $25 off your first session with me as you look to realign in your world. And there's something in there about tips to enjoying life. And so lots of things to participate in with us. So we hope you'll join us on some level outside of the show, because the show's always fun, but everywhere else we can get up close and personal. So, and we love hearing from people. You can get us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com, write to us, or join us on Facebook, or all kinds of different ways.
Yes, and I'll actually, I'll state some of that more in a different way, which is that if you go to Janet's website, you can sign up to receive 10 top tips for enjoying life. Being Janet, she can't stop at 10, so you're really getting like 28 or 29 tips for enjoying life. And then you also get to her weekly writings, which is a very in-depth musing on different topics of life. It is just part of enjoying Janet outside of this show. And you can, the life purpose thing is, if you go to my website, you can sign up to get a quiz that tells you what your purpose is here and how to regain your passion for life. And then you'll also get my weekly newsletter as well. And then specifically how to join the show, or how to get in touch with us outside of the show. The show is on Facebook, Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. You can join the group there and join the fun. You can follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. I have a lot of fun on Twitter. And then also, you can subscribe to us on YouTube. Conscious with Joan and Janet is on YouTube. So all these shows are on YouTube, and you can binge watch us there. And email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com and give us suggestions of topics to talk about, and we will give you some fame by mentioning you on the air and answering your questions on the air.
I think I'm giddy in love, Joan.
I would not be surprised. I would not be surprised.
I could just feel this giddiness as I observe myself and listen in and going, what is that? And I was like, oh, that's just
You are already in the state.
Yeah. And that's the way you want to feel about it, right? That there's so much fun and humor in being alive and experiencing ourselves, and the joy that comes out of that, the sense of flow that comes out of that, and what it is to just be okay with expressing it, right? I think sometimes we hold back so much about the things that we enjoy and love and whatever that word is, which we'll play with here. So, I think that's probably just it. A lightheartedness is very present.
And Janet, I was thinking about this as I was recording my video today, my Mystic Minute today, mm-hmm. and I was talking about love, and you personify this aspect of just being in love with life and enjoying life. It's like a lazy, not a judgmental lazy, but luxurious river rafting ride down the river, where you're in the sunshine and you got your little pina colada and your sunglasses. But it's a being at ease and enjoying what comes up. And you really personify that essence. And I think that's what you are in the process of getting us all into that state today.
Oh, and thank you, sweetie. That's so nice. Oh, and you're right.
Yeah. I love you, Janet.
I love you too, Joan. I love all our listeners out there. I want you all feel what we're tracking here. And you're going to experience in your own way. But it's out there. You just have to allow yourself to experience it to the degree that you can hold the awareness of it. And that's something we'll definitely, when we get access heart space about, is how to... It's there. It's always there. It's just our awareness of how we hold that information. We are always in heart. We are always connected. We are always. It's just the way we are. It's not about having a belief system about something. It's just about being, right? So that's really getting strong for me, and I'm really reveling in it, and I can hear that, which is okay. So what
yes.
do you...
I agree with you. It said, you know, we are consciousness. And therefore we are love simultaneously with being our little personalities and our physical bodies. So we're our emotions and our aches and pains, and we're seeing things at the bottom of the fish tank simultaneously as we are lovingly viewing the big picture of it all and enjoying every little paintball and mud scrap going on as well.
Well, I think there's finally, you know, I mean, if you're going to put it in context of time, is that there's just this deepening awareness of my own truth, of you and your truth, and that we are consciousness at play. And there's the word at play, and that's how we're organized within. And I have got 60, maybe 61 embodied years in this existence that would say, that's my truth, and this is what you got to go through to get to it. And it's just, I'm just so much closer to that than I have ever been. And I think that's probably most of the way all of us have got it orchestrated.
Yes.
We do have time. We do have distance. We do have these parameters in embodiment of what it means to be in a body.
Yes. Yes, and we do have time, and we do have parameters. So we have to stop for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we're talking about love as consciousness in a state of grace.
Alrighty.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com. You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm your co-host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about love as consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Feels pretty good to me.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think what are some things we want to get clear is that consciousness loves, doesn't care. That's kind of harsh to hear perhaps for some, but humans care. And consciousness allows us any experience. It doesn't judge. And I think that gets a lot in the way. And what do we mean by when we use the word love? And that's going to be different for each of us. You have great definitions for it. Do we want to drop into heart space first and explore that, or do you want to set that up now?
You know what? We've been already setting it up since before the break, so why don't we drop into heart space and go deeper?
Okay, here we go, everybody. Hold on to your seat. This is going to be fun. Okay. And if you don't like roller coasters...
give it a different impression.
That's right. Smooth it out. Gentle it down. You don't have to have your stomach in your throat. So just relax. Breathe. Give a moment of appreciation to your body and your heart, and that we're all connected and that we are listening to each other. And because truly, Joan and I are listening to you and tracking stuff, and as you're listening to us. So just breathe. Get present, what we call about being present, and whatever that means. There we go. There we go. So no matter what you're doing, and you may be listening to this at some other time, place, and then live at 11 Pacific time on Tuesday morning, doesn't matter. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, just relax. There we go. Okay. There we go. There is a little hyperness here. There is a little shortness. There is a little shock that I'm observing. So as we deepen, you notice I'm looking to use language that's not directional so much anymore, but some of us like directions. So just allow yourself to be in your chair or on your bed or in your car, wherever you are, and the part of you that can pay attention pays attention. Say hello. This is interesting. This is feeling very different today. So, notice your heart, physical heart. Allow it to slow down a little bit. Maybe it's all that talk about love we're reacting to. And then just a little deeper into the emotional terrain. And notice what you notice. Allow anything to be all right. It's just information. And then go a little deeper to where you feel all of us, the core, the essence of all, into that sea of potential, where it's just all bits of information floating about, where anything is possible, because nothing is yet, until you get to the little bit, and the little bit is something. But notice there's a whole lot of nothing around a little bit. And you may know what I'm talking about, you may not. It doesn't really matter. It's all part. Don't allow your judgments and your thoughts to limit. Just allow yourself to experience. There you go. Oh, that's nice, Joan. What you noticing?
Yes. Yes, that's what I'm noticing. What I notice as you brought us into heart space, as we went deeper into heart space, as we went into this expansiveness, is it takes us out of the story of what love is. Mm-hmm. And it also takes us out of the drama and the... It takes us out of all the staticky stuff that people mm-hmm. impose as love.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is an expansive embrace.
You can feel the warmth, the support, mm-hmm. the non-judgment, yes. the grace there.
Yes.
And, you know, I think love is something that we don't know really what it is. We just know if we experience it, but it can be in all kinds of different ways and feelings, and we'll be talking about all that. And but right in this moment, I think you can feel consciousness embracing itself.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And it is yeah. this kind of, it does feel like this envelopment. It feels like this embrace.
Yeah.
And...
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, so it is, it's bigger, and my experience with this in the past has been like this, where it is like a being in love with consciousness and love with life and love with myself, and not mm-hmm. necessarily in that order. And it and with this, with it is a great sense of well-being that all is very, very well. And the details of the life haven't necessarily changed or reorganized. It's like I still have bills to pay. I still have, you know, relationship issues to work mm-hmm. on or whatever mm-hmm. those things are. You still have those things, but you're in the bigger sea that it's all going to be okay.
I think that clearly you're describing the sea of potential with the bits and pieces of something in it. Right? Which is what consciousness is. We're experiencing it not as the bit and pieces, but we're experiencing it as the sea of potential. The awareness has shifted to the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And in that, you're so right about there's no judgment. That, okay, there are those things that I still have to do today and stuff. And but in this state, it's all waiting to happen. And there's really not any negative association with any of it, though that may come. But in this place, it is just information out there, not yet experienced. And I'm okay with whatever it is. Because I'm okay. Because I am experiencing myself as consciousness.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look at what happens in the world. Look what happens in universes. Look what happens out there. All kinds of things are at play, and you can judge them one way or this or that. But if you're free of that, it's just information passing each other, maybe colliding, maybe forming planets. I mean, you know.
So, Janet, this brings up, it's an elemental question. Mm-hmm. So here we are experiencing things as consciousness. And as consciousness, consciousness is everything, and we're experiencing it as the all that is. And what about all those other people in our hologram? What about all those other individuals? Are they real? Are they a projection? Are they what's the scoop with all that?
Well, I think we're each consciousness acting out. Right? We're individuals having this group experience. We're all the bits and pieces. And I'm showing up in their world and they're showing up in mine, and we're co-creating. And depending upon what agendas and discernments that I, of consciousness, have made to experience in this life, they're going to play a part in that, or it'll be someone else. And some of us use more awareness in that, and maybe perhaps if you want to judge a skilled sense of awareness with that, as opposed to some who just kind of seem to just go through life and have experiences. And that's a different way of experiencing consciousness. Does that answer your question, or did I get off too far?
No, I was going to jump in on something you said there, I'm just going to have to leave it on the way behind. Is we're rafting down the river. Yes. Yes.
Right.
There's a song that keeps going through my head, and I don't have all the words to it, so it's not popping out yet. So if you guys are lucky, it'll pop out after we get off the air and they won't start singing again. But there you are.
Okay. All right. Well, what if this is what it was? Mm-hmm. What if every day was like this? And then I can hear people going, oh, but I wouldn't get anything done.
Exactly. It'd be so goofy. How would anybody like go to school or pick up trash or anything?
Oh gosh, that'll always be there. Because we're going to come in and out of this state of awareness. But if this is the underlying awareness that's running things, how different will that other stuff show up? See, this how will you show up to co-create with me when this is what's at play?
Yes.
And it's not that it wasn't before, because it's what brought me to this moment, but anything can change. And when you add awareness, and this is what I appreciate about intelligence, I guess, of any kind. Okay, so it's not just book learning. It's about knowing and about being able to experience your senses and information and with a pretty neutral filter. As neutral as your bias can allow that filter to be, it's just about being. And if I don't have to judge you as that on this place, and then how you act out, I can make discernments about. Life's just going to show up, start to show up differently. Yeah. You know, it's like, you see, we've seen those movies about people with something in the water and everybody gets mellow, or
as opposed to everybody's like, get out of the water.
Yeah, don't right.
go in the water.
But, so what would it be? What would it be? What, yeah.
I was just going to say that I was noticing a lack of friction in this space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there when you are at ease with this energy, there's a lack of friction.
Well, I think maybe for myself, I would notice that as friction without heat. There's not the emotional intensity behind it, but I think there's like, oh, there you are. Okay, let's come and rub together and create something, but it's not with, God damn it, I gotta do this kind of intensity behind it.
Right.
It's a very neutral, oh, well, let's see what that's like to do that kind of friction. For myself. It doesn't have to be for anybody else, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friction with heat is fun sometimes, but.
Let's sign up for that one. Yeah.
You know, do we have passion as a topic this week? This month? We should.
If we're lucky, it'll show up somewhere.
That's right, right. You know, you can tell we're a couple of old ladies because we don't have passion on there. But we got romance, so I think that's.
Yeah. Okay. Well, this is the passion, though, right? You can feel all the passion here. Passion and joy and feeling good. That's all about flow. And it just doesn't have to be a certain kind of passion, sexual or lustful or whatever terms you want to use. It's the passion of life. How much more passionate can you get? We both really enjoy life, don't we, Joan?
Yes. And you know, some people confuse conflict and drama with passion.
Oh, so yeah.
I think if they're fighting, you know, like cats and dogs, that it's passionate.
Right.
And yet, you know, there's the energy flow of passion is so much richer than, and less scar producing than that kind of interpretation.
And I think that is something we're really going to discover in these upcoming weeks as we talk about it in those terms, because it does get confusing. That's why I think that we have issues with what the word love means and how to define it and what it is. And it's probably one of those things that's bigger than what we think it is and something you can't define on some levels. And but you know it when you're in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's one of those.
And, yeah.
And that, and being able to recognize. And so where it all starts, if with consciousness recognizing self and self recognizing consciousness, because I don't think you can necessarily separate the two when you're coming from our perspective of being humans and having a sense of consciousness. So there's appreciation and it's self-appreciation. It goes both ways. So it's flowing. And where that takes us in that is self-love. And what is it like to be able to experience yourself with self-love?
Mm.
What if all of us out there had that experience and we knew that the person next to us was in that same state and could feel me as that reflection of consciousness. And so they loved me. And we're not talking necessarily in romantic or less. We're talking about in agape sense. We're talking about love as consciousness. And if I felt that for you, no matter how you show up, would I treat you differently? Would I steal from you? Would I want to conquer you? Would I want to annihilate you? Would I want what you have? These are really the questions that we need to look at from this state. And I don't care what religion says, and I don't care what spirituality says, and I don't care what all those limiting definitions of what you so well describe is outside of, you have to be outside the hologram of what we've allowed the world to become and what all that means. And we want our listeners to really be allowed to have that conversation with themselves. Would you treat others differently? Would you treat yourself differently? What would that be like? Because we can get into a lot of uproar.
And this touches on something I was talking about this weekend. I've started a secondary meetup along with Conscious Conversations. One, it's called Inner Circle, which gives me permission to just dive deep into this juicy stuff. And, you know, something that when you operate as consciousness in this world, when you view everything as consciousness and you operate as consciousness, there you have no desire to compete or conquer or any of those things. And people have a fear of acknowledging their divinity within, because mm-hmm. you know, or they think, you know, I am God and nobody else is, you know, that
going
and then they feel like they can treat everybody like shit because mm-hmm. they are, you know, their consciousness and you aren't, you know, or you can't be like, you know, you can't be God. And all of those misunderstandings and misinterpretations dissipate when you act as consciousness. You don't have any desire to introduce conflict or bash everybody else up, because you're in this infinite experience of love, and you love all of your creations, you love all of your interactions. There isn't a desire to beat people over the head with a rubber mallet.
There is the space to allow, and we are the ones who judge. We put the labels on it. And we have to appreciate that as consciousness is very highly tolerant. That's pretty much what's in that sea of potential is tolerance, right? So in being neutral about all of it created, and that's why, you know, we have to redefine. We have to get past our limiting, what our language has become, what those morphic fields of energy have set up as, and get some new. So we're inviting all of you that are listening to start allowing, and maybe we can take a moment here, Joan, to just notice, everyone. What are you noticing? And when we say notice, we're meaning it in the sense of, are you having a sensory awareness? Are you having a thought? And how is that different from where we started? And how might it be different by the time we get done? So just notice, is there, what would it be like to love yourself? Free of your experience, free of your past, free of the voices, free of the judgment, free. Just let that stuff loosen for this bit. You can go back to that, but right in this moment, just let that loosen. There we go. And what would it be like to know love? And how does that show up in your world? Do you feel it as an ache? Do you feel it as a vision? Do you hear something? Or do you just know something? There are no rights and wrongs. Just notice how you experience that informational state. There we go. And notice the breath. There's a lot of tightness in the breath. So let's just see about undoing that a little bit. What if everything just slowed down? And it slowed down because you directed it to slow down, not someone else. You as consciousness said, let's take a moment. I love that quiet. Right, Joan? Listen to that quiet. And we know that on radio space, they don't like quiet. But I think you can just feel how vital it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what do we put this to? So there's a sense of something. What would you put it to, Joan? What do you notice in that? What could you lend that open more to that state?
Okay, so I got grammatically confused.
So there's a state. What do you notice that you might want to put into that state with you? Something that's out there that feels outside of that state. Maybe you have a clear vision of what that is, or a person or a thing. What is it that you could invite to be with you there?
There we go with the directionals. There are things that are outside, and there are the things that are inside, and you have to write something in. What I find when I'm in this space, it envelops everything. So everything's in there, or there's not an in and an out, you know. I don't know.
Exactly, right? But think about how many of us do organize it that way.
Well, they aren't in the state when they're organized.
Exactly. So just notice that it's everywhere. Because a lot of us don't have that mindset going, I don't think. There we go. Mm. It doesn't take a disaster to create the state.
No. You know, the thing I'm sensing too as I'm noticing this is the, you know, physical form is dense, but it's dense energy. And if you looked at it from like a physics point of view, that your cells are, you know, vibrating more close together or dense together. And as we are in this state of consciousness, it's almost like those little dense atoms and molecules are separating out, and there's more space between them. And that's where that's this feeling of everything is enveloped and everything is open. And the little dense things are still floating around there, little microbeads in your super awareness. And love is the space between molecules.
There you go. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
It always is.
Yes.
And we just get more taken with what brings things together as opposed to what's in between the things. And it's all everywhere. It's everything you breathe in. It's easy when you're in nature because nature doesn't have to appear so threatening unless it's the bear over there or something. But you know, in the city, you don't find people being refreshed that way so necessarily because they've got other filters that are showing up then. And that's really where you need it. If you're in the city, you need to feel comfortable in a city. You need to feel as replenished in the city as you do outside in nature. We're fortunate, those of us who have cities that have a lot of nature space or are surrounded by nature space of different kinds. But you want to be this state no matter where you are. So it's maybe perhaps about breaking down constructs we have of where we can feel things and when and how and who, and let go of some of those limits too. And so if we bring it down to a cellular, like you were talking about, so think about a little section of blood. Put it under the microscope there, right? You can get really quite all those little red blood cells and white blood cells and all those little cells and all those little amoebas and all those little creatures and all that life that's in there. We don't even know. But in between all that, there's something, that medium, and that's what we're talking about. And so just see it just kind of open up. Whoa, that feels good. Good job, people. Yeah, wherever you are in the world listening in to us. Thanks. I just felt that.
Where whatever time you are listening to us in.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Something reorganized.
Mm-hmm.
So, Janet,
how
can people do this by themselves outside of the show?
Listen to our YouTube channel.
There we go. Stay dependent on us, boys and girls. What bottle does it charge you for?
What do you think? How can they do it, Joan?
Well, it was a question that jumped in my head. I know somebody else emailed me from my website because they had been listening to these podcasts. Maybe they were listening to the YouTube channels, I don't know. And they were having a difficult time accessing it by themselves.
Ah, yeah.
And so there's a, just to let you know that you can do this by yourself. You can talk yourself into that state. You can imagine dropping down into heart space, and there's a variety of ways to do it. The way that Janet did it today in the show, you can imagine a pebble dropping into a pond. You can take an elevator down to heart floor and step through the lobby and walk deeper into heart space. There's a variety. You can actually, the most empowering thing now is that you can make up your own technique. Because as consciousness, we're doing that more and more. You don't have to do it somebody else's way. You can do it your own way to get into this space.
I think what I heard in that, Joan, or there was a thought there about how it's all about going inward.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about going upward.
Right.
Which is really the truth of it, everyone, is it's not about how, because things, we've got systems and we've got hierarchies and we've got all that kind of stuff. It's really about going into the root of your being, wherever, and then coming back out from there. And it's not about trying to get out or, and I'm not ascribing any of that, but I'm feeling some of that awareness. And so what we're suggesting is that what if it was okay to look inward? All right. Half the audience went that way. So what if it was okay? See, in this state, it's okay to look inward. What if it was okay to hear what was there? Because there's nothing to judge here. There's nothing to run from. There's only a willingness to know oneself. And so when you are by yourself, just set it up that, okay, I can do this. I can just sit with myself. Challenge for, I never could really meditate well. I couldn't sit and be comfortable and my mind was going miles an hour. So you just have to allow that to be where you are and just go, okay, so what? What do I notice? Let me focus on something and just allow myself. And you might be surprised. Because as the more of us are engaging consciousness this way, there's more of that energy available for you to think about and to reflect and go, oh, I remember that. And there's lots of books and there's lots of things, you webinars and all kinds of different ways. Get oneself to a seminar about consciousness and consciousness technologies, or listen.
There we go.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it's time to come back. Or do we want to go to break first?
No, come back. Come back. Do it in 60 seconds or less. Come back.
All right, everyone. So it's just time. Just notice how you're feeling now. Feeling can be emotional or it can be physical, sensory. And just know that this is real. And whether you hold a conscious awareness of it and consciousness now in the sense of in your day-to-day, what am I aware of kind of thing, what that feels like, and that it is always there operating within you. So as we come back up to street level and give appreciation, notice that emotional terrain now. And then notice the heart, your physical heart. Notice that your awareness of the other hearts is still there. And for those of you who have to go back to work, right, in this middle of the day, notice that this will still be operating while you do all those things. But when you're doing all those things, this will be operating and those things might show up a little differently. So just notice that. Alrighty, my dear.
So it's about that time. We're at street level and we have to stop for a commercial break, but you're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and we'll come back with a little bit more on love and consciousness.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I am Joan, along here with Janet, and we are talking about love as consciousness.
It's good.
Right? Good stuff.
Yeah, really good stuff. Seems like there's just been this real calming energy.
It's been a very mellow show.
Very mellow. So what would we like people to know about this? You can do this too. You already did it if you listened to the degree that you did it. And don't judge that. Just notice that you spend a little more time with yourself. And that's good. That's good. That's what I would offer any of you. Is all good.
And if you sign up for our monthly conscious conference call, you can be up close and personal with us and ask us questions at that time. Go into heart space together at that time. Also, if you sign up for it, you can listen to all the past recordings. So that is, the next one is on Thursday, February 18th at 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And you can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com to sign up for that and get in on all the groovy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. I think there aren't a lot of words because there aren't a lot of words about this, right? It's something you just have to experience.
It's an experiential thing. And in fact, using too many words gets you all into your intellect and into your mind and takes you out of your heart.
So what if it was okay to be out of your mind and still in your heart? There you go.
There we go.
You don't have to have one or the other. We just set it up that way.
Yes.
And our whole point is that you're always in heart awareness, no matter where your head is at. Definitely. Yeah. No. The next moment is an opportunity to engage life as consciousness. And in warmth and support and non-judgment. And just notice how you're living your life and the people around you and in the situations and go, okay, is this bringing out the best in me? Is this love in action? And you got to start from there. You have to recognize it for yourself and be willing to hear it. See, because I think most people know their stuff. Don't you, Joan? Don't you find?
Oh, yeah.
They just validate. You know
your stuff, whether you admit it or not.
Yes. So it's be willing to be okay to hear what your stuff is and maybe be okay with how you notice how you handle that information and being okay with it being all right. And we're not judging where you are with your stuff. We're just wanting to share that in doing so, your life starts to show up differently, and you in it, and you as consciousness at play starts to navigate things differently. And both you and I would highly recommend it, and be in a deep state of appreciation where we are with life. So what do we need to let them know, Joan, as we go out?
Yes, so I want to let folks know how you can connect with us outside of the show. And the show itself is on Facebook, so you can go to Facebook, look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and join our group and join the fun. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet. You can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb. I have a whole stream of other things that I tweet about. You can also find Janet on Facebook, Janet Barrett. You can find me on Facebook, either Joan Newcomb, which is my fan page, or you can find Joan Marjorie Newcomb is my other page there. You can also subscribe to us on YouTube, Conscious with Joan and Janet, or Conscious Conversations is the show on YouTube. You can find me on YouTube as well. You can best find that going to my website, which is joan-newcomb.com. There you can find out about my in-person meetups, my online YouTube shows, my other offerings. I have groups and I have one-on-one mentorship programs that are available there. You can get a life purpose quiz to find out what your purpose and your passion is. And Janet has a lot of stuff on her groovy new website. Tell us all about it.
Oh, let's see. I'm just struck by how technology has so rapidly changed in the last 5 years. And there are so many different ways to connect with people. If you just give yourself the awareness to do that. You can get a hold of me at Janet B at Janet and Beyond. My website is janetandbeyond.com. And you can explore different things there. And my take on life is that we're full of story. And if you can change your story, you can change your life. So I want to offer that to people. And there's all kinds of different things that happen. I describe on there what happens in sessions and what color the moon really is, and all kinds of different things. So join us. Please join us and share us. Like us, share us. This is all this terminology these days. Like us, share us with your friends. Share us with your enemies, for heaven's sakes. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? Because then there wouldn't be any enemies, would they? Just feel all those boundaries kind of shift, all those labels kind of shift. What from this place, I mean, who you got a gripe with? Just notice it. Just notice what could be different about that. Notice if what you are putting into the equation. And if you stop doing that, what happens with the whole conversation? So.
Yes.
It's going to be a good day.
Yeah. Do we want to give a real quick preview of next week?
Oh, next week we've got all kinds of things coming up. And we got horoscopal things, right? Astrology things,
horoscopal things. Actually, that's true. The thing is, our show right now is on Tuesdays, and Monday is the Chinese New Year. And so even though we were intending to talk about Mardi Gras and Valentine's Day and romance, because Mardi Gras is that Tuesday, we'll also throw in that 2016 is the year of the red fire monkey. And what are the qualities of monkey? What are the qualities of red fire? What that means for folks as well. So it's going to be kind of a jam-packed show of all different aspects next year.
And that's celebrating life, isn't it? All the different slants you can take on it that seem to coincide and hang together in some way. And we just appreciate how we show up. So please join us next week, and we'll look forward to sharing more with you.
Sounds great. So you have been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. And I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett. And we're looking forward to the next time.
Yes, we'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.